It began with song and prayer, followed by brief statements about love and acceptance. Speakers included District Attorney Sim Gill and J.B. Singh, who's a member of the Sikh Association of Utah. Singh says they invited members of the public to join the church in remembering a half dozen people who lost their lives Sunday and others who were wounded when a gunman strode into the Sikh Temple of Wisconsin and opened fire.
We are here to pray to God, pray to our Guruji, to give them peace in the rest in Guruji Charna.
Singh says the Sikh community in Utah has been showered with sympathy and care, adding the violence hasn't shattered them but made them stronger.
We don't have any fear. We know it can happen anywhere, but in Utah, the blessing of God never happened. Never.
Alan Bachman is chair of the Salt Lake Interfaith Roundtable. He says the invitation extended to the public is a great opportunity to send a message.
That it's not something that anybody needs to fear, or anybody should worry about any Sikh people being in their neighborhood, or if they see people wearing turbans or the women wearing scarves, that they are a very loving people and not anybody to be feared.
Outside the temple, people held lighted candles while observing a moment of silence. More than 100 people of different faiths attended the gathering. Whitney Evans, KUER News.